The Alaska State Employees Association has begun a recruiting drive to unionize the last unorganized University of Alaska employee group. The ASEA began seeking interest cards from the 2,500-member support staff group yesterday on campuses in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
ASEA organizers say a dozen UAF staff members filled out cards Wednesday expressing their support to join the union during the 2 hours that the organizers had set up a table outside the Wood Campus Center. They said that's not bad for a slow day in the middle of spring break when, like the students, a lot of UAF employees are taking time off. Ginny Redmond, an academic coordinator with Student Support Services and ASEA organizing committee member, says staffers who turned in the cards were motivated by recent health insurance cost increases, reductions in coverage, and other changes.
There's a lot of dramatic changes to what's currently being offered, and I don't think a lot of people are satisfied with the answers that they've been given as far as why those changes are taking place.
Dan Lasota, another organizing committee member, says union representation would give university staff a voice in negotiations over health insurance and other workplace issues.
Right now we have zero voice in, you know, that whole decision. We had no say in it. And unless we really get together, we're going to have no say in future reductions to our benefits.
University administrators announced last month that the changes were needed to save $8 million in the coming fiscal year to deal with rising health care costs. The changes and lack of an ability to influence them is what motivated Erica Keiko Isseri to fill out an ASEA card.
And I think it's really important for us to have a voice, especially with the recent health care changes.
Redmond says staff deserve the right to collective bargaining, just like faculty and just about all other university employees.
So the faculty are organized, the trades and crafts are organized, and we'd like to be able to have that same ability to negotiate for our working conditions.
Lasota, a webpage designer with the College of Engineering and Mines, says a union will help staff negotiate with administration for health plan cost increases and coverage reductions proposed for fiscal 2013 and beyond.
There is a difference between negotiating your working conditions rather than just being told this is the way things are going to be.
Lasota says he's optimistic that the union will quickly collect the minimum of 300 cards from UAF and the total of 800 from university staff statewide that's required to hold an election in early summer on whether staff should become part of ASEA Local 52. But he says the organizing committee won't stop there. They'll seek to double that number, 600 from UAF, 1,600 statewide, both to ensure success and to send a strong message. Beth Boehner, the university's chief human resources officer, declined Wednesday to comment on the union organizing activity. Tom Rhodes, the business agent for ASEA Local 52, says that despite concerns expressed by some university administrators over union organizing, they have so far complied with state labor law.
We have not been shut out. We have not been told we can't communicate. We have not been told that we can't attend functions or in other be barred in any way. I think they're a little cautious, but I don't really understand what their caution is. I mean, all these folks are looking to do is to have a voice in the workplace like all the other workers within their entire university systems.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.